Sanchez. I'm going to do a set where in I have no idea what the fuck we're doing. So it's a perfect thing. Excited. I'm so excited to have these people up here with me. And we are the... So the unconscious is the way that genetics communicates with behavior, right? So the genetics, like, we can't just get him to do that. We have to get him to think he wants to do that. So there, it's the lubrication, if you will. That layer is the lubrication. And this set is a lubrication between all the acts that came before and what's about to happen now. We're somewhere in the middle there. So, these people here behind me.
A little less of that in here.
Why? Don't you want all of that in there? You don't mind if I do this?
How's that, Steve?
Wait.
this is Topher Alice behind me. This is Steve Postel over here.
You know what? I want you to be seen.
Well, you like being seen? You like being seen?
I don't like that either, but I like being seen.
I actually want to be able to look at you, so I'm going to come over here. Hey, I'm going to come over here. All right.
Basically,
Steve, we're in D.
Probably there.
song, I'm very happy to say I got to write with some of my dearest friends that we call ourselves the Fox Run 5. That's TPR, Tom Sarrow, Neil Eckstein, Matt Nakoa, and Steve Jagoda, and myself. That was a moment of griping. And, you know, when a bunch of guys, old guys, largely Jewish, get together and drink a lot of whiskey, it's going to be griping. And this next song is griping too, but I want to say that this was just me griping. This was nobody else's griping but me. There's a lot to gripe. Would you agree there's a lot to gripe about these days?
Yeah.
Right. So I'm griping again because I feel like griping. That was a Bad Company song that didn't make the record. All right. Wait, I want to get their beat and then match it. That's a blues. I gotta do a blues. Okay, here we go. It broke.
I got the guitar strap blues.
He's a broken guitar. Okay, I'm playing the piano. Right. You got funny.
I have a guitar strap.
I think Steve Dabo is grabbing
strap right now.
My strap broke.
I got strap.
It's a strap off. What?
We're unplugging.
Got it.
Strap on.
Come on now. Well,
if we're gonna tar the strap.
Strap on. Eh?
Well, speaking of strap ons. Alright, you got this here, it's happening?
Steve,
thank you so
Ernie
much.
Ball.
Everybody, Steve Dabo!
Yeah!
What's this called? This is called a He Won. Do you think you may have it? I'd be surprised.
Okay.
What? Let me get this straight, just so we're on the same page. Make sure we're talking about the same guy. Weasel with raccoon eyes, small hands and skin that gets more orange with age. I must have clouds in my ears, maybe gotten too much sun. And I could've sworn I heard you say you won. Now I'm uncannily perceptive. I'm pretty much as hip as can be. I give sight to the blind. I change water into wine and have this thing for taking long, slow walks on the sea. I got a great sense of humor. I have to. I'm my father's son. But I can't tell if you're messing with me. He won. Do you mind telling me how that happened? Did I not articulate? Was I not clear on the concept? You know, good and evil, love and hate. Don't you know that dude'll do some damage? Not so easily undone. Hey, you broke it. You bought it. Would you please make me forget this? Go ahead. Thank you. with a vengeance. And he and I made a bet. He said my disciples were hypocrites, and that darkness would win, yeah. And so he fashioned him a candidate. And he said, this'll be fun. Guess I owe him a phone call. He won. Guess I owe Satan a phone call. I concede. Un, deux, trois, he won. Thank you. This is Steve Postel, and he knows. Doesn't Steve just know? And Topher is one of my very favorite percussionist drummers in the world, so I'm thrilled. So this is going to be a lot of you watching me figuring out when I'm going to go into the rhythm and me not going into the rhythm. FYI, that's pretty much what's going on, right?
Cool.
Yeah. She had a soul that spoke to me. We communicated silently, as if we shared the very same space. And her face, it caught and reflected the light. She had a certain je ne sais what, but as of yet, we hadn't met, except on the internet. She had the finest features I'd ever seen. At least through a webcam and a 12-inch screen. We talked and we typed, and quickly we did find that our, shall we say, predilections were completely of a kind. We soothed ourselves as best we could and railed against the distance. I posited that we should meet. She offered no resistance. Kansas City seemed to be equidistant geographically. We set a date and a time to meet, and I snapped into action with preparations to complete. I visited some local stores with age restrictions on the doors to purchase items I believed likely would be well received. I flew to town the day before the rendezvous with Mon Amour. The rendezvous with Mon Amour. I checked into the suite, it was suited for a queen, and I unpacked all my purchases and I began to set the scene. Uno, dos, tres. Spanish fly in the minibar. Stripper pole, morning star. A strap on dongs at different angles. Benoit balls and kegel bangles. A lambskin butterfly, dolphin and rabbit. Dock strap, a nipple clamp, edible habit. A Hanoi hood and a Tijuana tickler. Paints and restraints and Wartenberg pricklers. Creams and lubes, antibacterial. Condoms and dams, anti-venereal. The quadruple dildos at various speeds. Probes and plugs and blindfolds and beads. Battery powered pasty propellers. Pumps and extenders for lessened out fellers. Enema bulb and a horse bit and a... Do it.
called yourself Prince Albert Kid. Hey, Bob, if you're going to sleep through this, what the fuck aren't you going to sleep through? Anyway, I needed to get wiser. Where was I? Hi, Mark.
Whoa.
When you called her from the lobby, I uncorked the Cabernet, I closed the curtains, lit the candles, and put on Donny Hathaway. I could not have been more prepared for our liaison to begin when softly she knocked, and I gently let her in. She took off her top. She took off her pants. Then she spent 10 minutes peeling out of her Spanx. It came as quite a relief, you know, because I could finally exhale and let my belly go. I handed her a garment that I wished for her to don. She hinted at resistance and winked and put it on. It was this G-string mounted vibrator with this small remote control. It was my fail-safe, my insurance, my ace in the hole. It rhymed. It rhymed.
Oh, it could have done better.
We have all fallen prey to the tyranny of language. Right. We started with a reading of Tantra for the masses, but wouldn't you know, we both forgot our reading glasses. So we decided to try a different tactic, because an 8-hour organism, it seemed a tad anti... Yeah, I resolved that I would cut her and trace with a feather, but it seemed that my new lover was allergic to leather.
Oh.
I was fingering the remote control in my bustier pocket, and she spun a split on the stripper pole and pulled her hip out of its socket. We consulted WebMD for some medical advice. I ran down the hall, came back with a bucket full of ice. With some effort, we arrived at a less painful position that we could consummate our love before we summoned a physician. We reconnected with some caressing and some kissing. Then we began the main event, but one main thing was missing. So I rifled through my baggie of supplies and I swallowed 2 Viagra.
Is that the end?
But still nothing did arise. As I relate this sorry tale, forever shall I grieve that those little blue Viagra look a lot like Aleve. As the stereo played my very favorite Donny Hathaway tracks, so aptly named, Where is the Love? What's Going On? Sack full of dreams, and to be young, gifted, and black. And so I grabbed the remote, I pressed it desperately. Instead of turning around, turned on the TV. And there we lay, watching Judge Judy jurising among the lube-encrusted rooms of my life's surely surest thing. So let this be a lesson in the form of a song. The more you try in life, the more can go wrong. It all just fell apart in my hands. But ain't that always the case? With the best laid plans, the best planned lays. Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us. All right.
Yes.
All right. And ladies and gentlemen, this song will be leading us into the what are we calling ourselves?
Pokey Sanchez.
Pokey Sanchez. And actually, will you mute this, please, Paul? Thank you. Thank you. All right, let's do this. This is my attempt to write the ultimate soul song. When you write enough songs, eventually you end up writing in styles, and once you've written a song in a certain style or 10 songs in that style, you may find yourselves getting a little bored of writing in that style. And so I started writing uber meta songs that encapsulated entire styles. And this is my attempt to encapsulate, to epitomize the soul song.
that's a good soul sound. Paul, take me down a little bit in the monitor. Take down the keys a little bit.
Over here.
Oh,
Paul.
Let's go.
Well, I don't know why we're here. I don't know if that'll ever be clear, but I don't care. No, I don't. I don't know if love is real, or if that's something that'll ever feel. Yeah, but I don't care. Long. I'm a gentleman, but I try to be strong. I'm gonna stand right up, gonna sing it loud to all the ladies in the house so there'll be no doubt. Considering it. That's not really stating about me and my general attractiveness. It's just a question of odds. You know, if you throw out enough hooks, you're gonna catch something. The problem is you don't always catch what you want. But the truth is, and if you really are considering having sex with me, all it really means is that I'm doing my job as an entertainer, which is to make everyone in the audience want to get with me. Even if I would get with you, give me the opportunity, but I'm not as selective as you think, so don't rule it out. And that is what every soul song is really about. Sing it with me. I'm shallow for propositioning every woman in the room at the same time. I'm just efficient. It's my last song. I do not have long to work. Let's get maximum value for every note. You're like, oh, Eric, you're so shallow. Just like every guy, you want to have sex with everything that moves. But men know that's not true. Men know that that is too restrictive a parameter. Truth though, lady, we love you as much as you love us. It's a look, it's a time frame is different. Men love you right now. That's all we know. We don't know about to, we don't know about 5 minutes from now. But that does not make it less real, that makes it more real. Because when you take time out of the equation, every act of love becomes a Zen experience. You can recreate a Zen experience, which is why we don't call you the next day. We have too much respect for the moment that was to try to recreate it, some cheap imitation. Men know that love is like bubble wrap. The first time they get your hands on it, everything explodes. After a while, you have to search a little harder to find that. Pretty soon, you got nothing but a spent piece of plastic in your hand. Everybody, won't you sing along with me? That would be grand. I said, understand how selfless I am being for having all of you sing along, because now you're all singers. Yeah, so I just redirect. directed the sexual energy hitherto directed at me. So all y'all have just cast it out to the universe, asking to get laid, and the universe is listening, I guarantee it. And y'all are gonna get laid tonight for singing, as long as you sing. If not, you're fucked. I mean, you're not fucked. Anyway, here's the question. When you do get laid from singing this song, I'm not saying it's gonna be tonight or this year, but it's gonna happen. And odds are nobody here has had sex for the last time, and this is how Deepak Chopra makes a living, saying he predicts shit, so fuck him. But anyway,
Thank you so much for coming to see me.
Here in Cantina Romano.